When Rudy Giuliani ran for president in 2008, he suffered a bruising defeat. The Northeast liberal wasn't conservative enough to make it through a Republican primary, but today he's the staunchest defender of Republican candidate Donald Trump. WNYC's Beth Fertig covered him as mayor and explains why it makes sense for him to embrace such an unorthodox nominee.
New York is a city of Democrats, so when Giuliani ran for mayor in 1993, he needed every vote he could get.
Rudolph Giuliani, candidate for mayor, Republican, liberal, and independent fusion parties.
He won by a narrow margin, the first Republican mayor in a generation. And for a while, he continued appealing to Democrats.
I am well aware of the risk that I take as a Republican mayor endorsing a Democratic governor. But I've concluded that the risk is worth taking for the sake of the city of New York and the state of New York. Mario Cuomo will simply be a better governor than George Pataki.
Ouch. Giuliani also supported immigrants, abortion rights, and gun control. As a former federal prosecutor, he always put law and order first. But many African Americans still didn't trust the guy who defeated David Dinkins, the city's first black mayor. And Giuliani seemed baffled.
We've done more for the African American community in Harlem, for Harlem, than in all of the years of the Dinkins administration. I'm willing to test out on any analysis, any objective basis, any point of view from the point of view of employment, jobs, economic development, crime being down, lives being saved.
Things turned especially ugly in 1999 when an unarmed black man named Amadou Diallo was shot 41 times by police. This is from a WNYC segment about the tensions.
No justice! No peace!
I feel terrible about what happened. We're working very, very hard to assist the family and everyone in the community to understand it. But I'm not going to subscribe to a notion that the police officers in New York City, as some general matter, are acting improperly. That's just not true.
We're tired of losing our children, our brothers in these streets.
The police that was supposed to protect you, they shoot at you 41 times. 41 times.
Giuliani was breaking away from his image as a Republican that New York Democrats could embrace. He was thinking big, the Senate. He tacked to the right by cutting off funds to the Brooklyn Museum over an exhibit he found offensive.
Because anti-Catholicism is allowed to flourish without people getting outraged by it the way they would a racial attack or possibly attacks against other people's religions.
Giuliani also proposed vouchers for private school students, and he grew increasingly partisan. But he abandoned his run for the Senate against Hillary Clinton in 2000 after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. It also didn't help that he'd just left his wife for another woman. During his second term, he seemed increasingly, well, obnoxious.
You're unbelievable. You're like knee-jerk, knee-jerk, knee-jerk.
The insults flew, especially at a certain ferret owner who called his radio show.
I think you have totally and absolutely misinterpreted the law because there's something deranged about you.
No, there isn't, sir.
The excessive concern that you have for ferrets is something you should examine with a therapist.
That tape never gets old. Giuliani was that loud, opinionated New Yorker who relished fighting with almost anyone, not unlike Donald Trump. But then everything changed.
The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately.
After 9/11, Oprah dubbed him America's mayor. The goodwill lasted a while, but it wasn't enough to win him the Republican nomination for president in 2008. Since then, he's become increasingly strident, especially about national security. And now he's siding with his old friend Trump, even on conspiracy theories about Clinton's health. For New Yorkers who remember the Rudy years, it makes sense. Like Trump, he always had populist tendencies, but he also can't help being himself, for better or worse.
But will my heart be broken when the night...
For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig, with a lot of help from Andy Lancet and the WNYC Archives.
Tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still love me? tomorrow.